crisis deepens in Haiti.
Cries of grief are constant as more dead are pulled from the rubble.
Rising concerns about disease and the injured.
By the time they bring someone here, you have to amputate.
Yeah.
Earthquake aid stalled.
They need it badly, and right now we don't know when that arrives.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A logistics and security nightmare is unfolding in Haiti. 3 days after the devastating earthquake, bodies are still in the streets, food and water are scarce, and there are fears anger will turn to violence. Those with the strength are still digging for possible survivors. And some heavy equipment is starting to move the rubble in Port-au-Prince. CBS's Kelly Cobier is there.
This man lost his wife. This woman just found her 3-year-old son. He's trapped in the debris of their home.
And no one's come? No one's come to help?
Nobody's come.
This woman found her loved one dead in a pile of concrete. Her neighbors helped bring out the body. They have no choice now but to help themselves as best they can.
They need water, they need this, they need that. Nobody's not helping, so they're trying to fend for themselves.
In the city's commercial center, crowds are scavenging as much as they can carry from crumpled stores. They've seen no sign of help, so they're fending for themselves. Gangs with machetes rule the streets in this neighborhood. And the competition for supplies is getting fierce.
There's word 4 Americans were pulled alive today from the rubble of the Hotel Montana. CBS's Jeff Glore says the capital is a study in contrast.
If you're over near the airports, you can go down streets and really see maybe not so much affected. It's almost like nothing happened. But then we went through a neighborhood late last night. No one should ever have to see this. There were bodies and bodies piled in the streets in sometimes very undignified manners. That and a variety of other factors now contributing more and more to what can only be described as this awful stench that is in the air.
Correspondent Byron Pitts at what's left of the largest hospital in Port-au-Prince says scores of the injured are going untreated.
We stopped counting patients at 300.
Dislocated shoulder with a broken arm.
More than 300 stories of pain and suffering and one trauma doctor.
How are you supposed to take care of hundreds of people by yourself?
Well, that's what we're trying to do right now.
Dr. Tyrone Gill is from Jamaica. He flew in late Tuesday.
How does this compare to anything else you've seen here?
This is like a war zone.
A war zone.
What we're basically doing here is just amputations. You know, we're not trying.
Amputations.
Pure amputations. That's all we can do right now.
CBS's Peter King says much of the aid that has arrived at the airport has yet to roll out.
There has been so much talk about help is on the way, help is on the way. The people here are asking us, well, if it's on the way, where is it? We see a lot of folks walking in the streets carrying bags with whatever clothing they've got left, sometimes with just a little bit of food.
The U.S. Army says 300 military people have now arrived in Haiti for security and to push out relief supplies. Former President Clinton, who's leading the effort to raise money, says there are ways to go on the web and to text donations.
That is making a huge difference. That money immediately converts into medicine, food, and water. We need that.
In this country, there are scenes of heartbreak in many cities with large Haitian populations with little or no word from relatives in the quake zone. CBS's Randall Pinkston in New York.
The emotional aftershock of Haiti's earthquake is being felt at the Uniondale High School in New York, where nearly 200 students and staff have strong ties to Haiti.
I want to be in Haiti right now. That's the place I want to see right now.
So far, 3 staff members and 1 student know they have lost loved ones, and dozens more are worried.
Were warnings about a possible big quake in Haiti missed or ignored? CBS's Barry Bagnano joins us with that part of the story. Barry?
Predicting earthquakes is not an exact science, Steve, but experts warned Haitian officials 2 years ago a major event might be coming. And University of Texas scientist Paul Mann says this quake raises the risk of another.
By releasing strain on one part of the fault, you actually increase strain on adjacent parts of the fault.
Which brings us to California. The fault at fault in Haiti is similar to the San Andreas. CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy visited Caltech's earthquake lab.
Scientists here believe there's a 99.7% chance that a 6.7 or greater magnitude quake will hit Southern California in the next 30 years.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.